Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'd always sit outside, a briefcase of bricks at my feet. When Keith would walk out, I'd always smile, basking in his warm attention. "Good evening, Miss Pauline," he'd say. "Good evening, officer," I'd reply. He'd chuckle. "Now, Miss Pauline, you know I'm not an officer. I'm just a security guard," I'd chuckle back. "And you know I don't like being called Miss. It's just Pauline." He'd always gallantly carry my briefcase for me, and I'd hook my arm around his as he walked me to my apartment building. We'd talk, and he'd always come up with me to the 15th floor and drop the briefcase off just inside my door. But he'd never enter my apartment. "Come in for tea?" "That's very kind of you, but I must be getting home to my fiancée," he'd smile. "I'll see you tomorrow, Miss Pauline." "Good night, officer." I'd always set the timer for 15 minutes before I washed up, microwaved a pizza, and made some chamomile tea. I'd settle down on my little purple couch in my dark bedroom, a plate on my lap, a mug in my hand, and a video camera propped up between me and the window, zoomed in on a building 3 blocks away. It took a lot of research to snag my apartment, but it was worth it. I'd always watch as Keith entered his 15th floor studio. I'd watch his fiancée roll out of bed and begin yelling at him. I'd watch him nod, trying to avoid riling her up further. Sometimes she'd slap him, and he'd always take it, never defending himself. I'd always curse her, my blood boiling. He didn't deserve her. He deserved me. I just didn't know how to make him see. I'd watch him cook, serve her, clean up, and eat, and I'd wished I was there to help him relax, to massage his tense shoulders, to bring him a cold one, to draw him a warm bath, to ease his stress the way only I could. I'd sigh after they'd turn off the lights, and I'd put away my dishes, wash up, and go to bed. I'd always have my breakfast behind the camera, watching as Keith raced to his fiancée's demands before he left her lounging in bed and ran out the door. I'd go to work thinking about him, my days on autopilot as I served coffee to men who didn't have an ounce of the class and chivalry Keith did. I'd rush home after my shift, changing into a business casual outfit before dragging my briefcase of bricks and running back out. I'd always sit on the bench outside the building where Keith works, and when he'd walk out, I'd smile, basking in his warm attention. One day, when I felt our relationship had reached a certain stage, I decided it was time to openly express our feelings.
"Good morning, Miss Pauline."
"Good evening, officer."
"Now, Miss Pauline," he chuckled, "you know I'm not an officer. I'm just a security guard."
"You've got more bravery and honor in your little finger than any officer I know. And you definitely look better in a uniform than those tubs waddling around with guns and donuts." He raised an eyebrow in flustered surprise.
Miss Pauline, that's no way to talk about our men in blue."
"I mean nothing against them." I stood up and adjusted his collar. "I just feel you deserve the title of officer just as much as they do." An adorable blush tinted his nose and cheeks.
"I appreciate it, Miss Pauline. You're very kind to me."
"And you're always kind to me. It's very hard to find decent, respectful men like you around here." He looked down with a bashful smile.
"Now, Miss Pauline..."
"Please..."
Just call me Pauline. I can't. I've been raised to always respect a lady. Do you call your fiancé, miss? His smile vanished as his cheeks became ashen. Yes. Do you love her? Oh, no, Miss Pauline, begging your pardon, but I don't think that's a very appropriate question. He bent down to pick up my briefcase. I can't believe they expect you to carry all this work home every day. It's all part of the job. I hooked my arm around his as we walked to my apartment building. I'm so lucky to have a strong gentleman like you keep me safe on these dark nights. I just want you to know I really appreciate everything you do.
It's my pleasure, he said, his smile returning. I'm glad I could personally make sure you get home all right.
I'd love to have a man like you at home as well.
I have no doubt in my mind you'll find one.
Do you think I'd make a good wife?
Yes. I think you'd make a lucky man very happy.
Are you a lucky man?
His smile wavered. Yes. I'm only a security guard with nothing much to my name, but I found myself a lady who tolerates all that.
That shouldn't be tolerated. That should be respected. You've got a stable income, you work protecting people, you even help others off hours, like me. You're very caring and considerate. You deserve someone who sees all that, Keith.
He turns to me, his beautiful eyes glinting. You called me Keith.
I leaned my head against his shoulder. I feel we've talked enough to do without titles. We've become quite close. I enjoy these walks with you, don't you?
Oh, very much so.
I'd like to see them become more.
We made it to my apartment.
I want you to stay for tea.
That's very kind of you, but I must be getting home to my fiancé.
Just a few minutes, please, Keith.
He seems to enjoy his name on my tongue. Okay, a few minutes. He walked inside for the very first time. You have a beautiful place, Miss Pauline, he said, placing my briefcase on the floor. You like the color green, too.
It's my favorite,
I replied from the kitchen.
Have a seat. I'll be right there.
I walked out a few minutes later with a tray.
Earl Grey and homemade lemon shortbread.
Wow, he said, blinking in amazement. That's my favorite tea, and I love lemon shortbread.
Oh, really?
I giggled as I placed the tray before him.
Earl Grey is my favorite.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Too. And I just love baking. We have a lot in common.
He reached out and took a bite. These are delicious.
Have as many as you like, I said, beaming as I sat beside him.
He picked up a cup and saucer and studied them. These look just like my ma's set.
Oh, really? I found them in a cute little shop and just had to have them.
He smiled. You've got wonderful taste. My ma was known for her beautiful china.
Does your fiancé have the same taste?
I wished I hadn't said that, as weariness darkened his expression. I should get going. My fiancé's waiting for me.
Oh, at least finish your tea.
He took a quick sip and put the cup and saucer down.
Thank you, Miss Pauline. You've been very gracious.
You didn't drink anything.
With a tight smile, he took another sip, spilling some on his shirt. Oh, great.
Don't worry.
I slid closer and dabbed the stain with tissue.
Take off your shirt. I can wash it for you real quick.
No, that's all right. I can do it at home, he said, and he stood up and stumbled away. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be ungrateful, but my fiancé gets worried when I come home late.
Oh, okay. Then won't you take some lemon shortbread with you?
He eyed them for a second before he nodded. Yes, please. I wrapped them for him in a handkerchief.
I can make more tomorrow.
Please don't trouble yourself, Miss Pauline. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Have a good night.
I sighed as I closed the door. I'd have to try harder tomorrow to break his fiancée's grip on him. After cleaning up, I made my way to my couch in my dark bedroom and settled in. Keith walked through his studio door, and his fiancée bounced out of bed and ran over, flailing and yelling. I couldn't hear her, but judging from Keith's expression, she was grating and shrill. She paused, jabbing a finger at the tea stain before dusting shortbread crumbs off his shirt. He tried talking, but she slapped him and shoved him against the wall, her hands roaming his pockets until she found my empty handkerchief. Perhaps tonight was going to be in my favor after all. She'd think he was cheating, break off the engagement, and he'd come running into my arms. I sat up, watching with eager focus, my breath held in anticipation for the moment Keith became mine. She began screaming, not yelling, screaming, loud enough for me to hear her 3 blocks away. Keith attempted to console her. He even got down on his knees, which broke my heart. He didn't deserve her. He deserved me. She hit him. She punched him. She scratched him. She was a vicious banshee, and all he could do was take it, crying and begging. I wanted to push her out of the window and hug him, run my fingers through his hair, tell him everything was going to be all right. Soon. She picked up a lamp, and I covered my mouth with my hands. Maybe I should call the police. She could kill him. I reached for the phone, but I stopped when she threw the lamp across the room, its shards skittering. She paused, her shoulders heaving as she faced Keith, and he held his hands out to her in apology. For a moment, I was afraid she'd forgive him, ruining everything. Instead, she flung herself to the floor, and I gasped as she began punching herself in the face, screaming for help. Keith ran over to her in a panic, trying to stop her. He didn't know what she was doing, but I did, and it was disgusting. My friend suffered under the thumb of an abusive husband for years, and no one believed her until he took her life. And now this ungrateful witch had the audacity to ruin an innocent man's reputation and tarnish every true victim's account just to punish Keith. She wasn't going to get away with it. I pressed the record button. I considered calling the police as well, but a vindictive part of me enjoyed watching her pummel herself. No matter what she did, I had proof Keith was innocent. She was a petty, controlling, repulsive fool for taking a man like Keith for granted, and her loss was my gain. Her blotchy face was twisted in ugly sobs, blood pouring from her nose as she bashed her face against the floor. Keith kept trying to hold her, but she thrashed and kicked, her screams for help causing heads to pop out of neighboring windows. Keith's door bust open, and a man pounced on him and dragged him away, crushing him against the floor. A woman ran in afterwards, tending to the deceitful fiancé with horrified disbelief at the damage she'd incurred. I could see Keith was speaking, but the man pinning him down was yelling at him as he twisted his arm back. I could imagine the insults he was spewing. If Keith was guilty, he deserved so much more. But he wasn't. and now was my time to shine. Police showed up, cuffing my man and dragging him away while EMTs took care of his scheming fiancée. That was when I made a copy of the video and went down to the station. I gave them my statement as a witness, but unlike the others, I had the truth on tape. I told them I heard a commotion and just had to record the injustice. I handed everything over and went back home, certain Keith was going to be released tonight, and that he would rush right over with infinite gratitude. I stayed up that night, waiting for him, waiting for his arms to wrap around me, for his lips to find mine, for our love to flourish where it belonged. There was a knock at 1 past midnight, and my heart fluttered as I ran up, a robe draped over my laciest lingerie, my trembling hands adjusting my hair before opening the door. A sharp pain exploded from my face, and I staggered back, stars bursting before my eyes. My hands flew up to my gushing nose, tears streaming down my face as I stumbled away from Keith's fiancée. Fury radiated off her as she swung another fist at me, sending me crashing on top of my coffee table, breaking it. Gasping, I tried to get up, my heart stuttering as I tripped on my open robe. Taking advantage of my stumble, she stomped down on me, and I screamed as her heel punctured my side. Wrestling me flat on the floor, she held my head steady by the hair as she sent one punch after the other to my face. My teeth tumbled into my mouth, and agonized moans gurgled from my throat as I tried to fight her off. She was strong, much stronger than me. She was also fueled by rage. Amidst her frenzied...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Punching, she lost her balance, and I took the chance to wrench my hands free, a fistful of hair remaining in her grip as I squirmed away. While calling out for help, I scrambled up and made a mad dash to my bedroom. A blinding light flooded my vision as my skull rattled, and I crumpled to the floor, my ears ringing. She flipped me on my back, and my heart ricocheted between my ribs as she battered me with my polished stone ashtray. Not a word escaped her mouth, only animalistic growls as froth foamed at the corners. I continued to scream and sob, trying to shield myself with my arms as my bones cracked with every blow. Through my tears and blood, I could see the inhuman brutality emanating from her wild eyes. She wanted me dead. I exposed her ugly truth, and she wanted me dead. Twisting and writhing in despair, I reached up, clawing at the fresh stitches on her face. She shrieked, pausing her assault, and I shoved the heel of my hand into her broken nose, sending her reeling off me with a quivering squeal of pain. I backed away, tripping over myself as I crawled towards the bedroom. My spasming lungs squeaked as red sprayed with every breath. My pulse rioted at the sound of kitchen drawers being open, and I staggered down the hall in disoriented panic, crashing into walls and slipping on my blood. Pressure against my shoulder sent me back to the floor, and I screamed as it evolved into searing agony. Another stab crunched against bone. My vision faded with each vicious thrust, my energy ebbing. My last coherent thought, Keith. I was going to die before I made Keith mine. Miss Pauline? I groaned. Muted pain throbbing beneath a medicated haze. I peeked through my crusty eyelids, and my heart skipped a beat when I saw Keith beside me, holding my hand. Keith, I croaked, wincing as it felt as though I'd swallowed barbed wire. He smiled, tears in his eyes as he reached to the side. Let me buzz for the doctor. Don't speak a lot now. Your ventilator was taken out just last week.
Where am I?
The hospital. He opened a water bottle and moistened some tissue before he cleaned my eyes and face with tenderness. You're my guardian angel. You defended me, and you almost died because of it. I'm really sorry. I don't know how to make it up to you. I melted at his words, all of my aches and pains forgotten. He finally knew the truth. He was finally going to be mine.
I'm glad you're free now,
I rasped. He dabbed a wet napkin against my chapped lips with a rueful frown. Living with her, I couldn't see just how bad it really was. But then she pulled that stunt. I'm forever grateful you heard her and were in the best position to film it. I'm just sorry you had to suffer for it. I smiled.
You deserve someone who respects you.
And I think I've found her. I almost forgot how to breathe. It was happening. It was finally happening.
I'm so happy,
I whispered, tears brimming against my lashes. Me too. I never imagined I'd ever feel like this. I've been visiting you every single day, and over the weeks, Miss Natasha and I really got to know each other. She's a nurse, and one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. She cares so much about you. My heart shattered.
A nurse?
Yes, he replied, with a love-struck smile. Now I know many are thinking she's out of my league, but she told me to never put myself down like that. She respects me, just like you always said. You saved me, and you helped me find someone I deserve. You're my guardian angel, Miss Pauline, and I'll forever be in your debt.
Look who's up,
a doctor said, walking in alongside two nurses.
Nice to have you join us, Pauline. Can you speak, or is there too much discomfort?
I tried to hide my irritation at her interruption.
I can speak.
Wonderful. She looked at Keith.
If you'd please give us a moment with the patient.
Yes, of course, doctor. I gotta get going anyway. He turns to me, his beautiful smile wringing my tattered heart. I'm so happy you're awake, Miss Pauline. I'll drop by again tomorrow. Please let me know if you need anything. Anything at all. I nodded, a tear trickling down my cheek. Don't worry, you'll be okay, he said, giving my hand a gentle squeeze. Dr. Fida and nurses Natasha and Raj are wonderful. He gave Natasha a sunny nod, and she nodded back with a smile before he left the room. The doctors and two nurses approached me, talking and testing, but all I could hear was my blood boiling, and all I could feel was my heart aching as I glared at Natasha. He didn't deserve her. He deserved me. How could I make him see?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.